The Orillia District Chamber of Commerce, ODCC, hosted its annual dinner event on Thursday evening at Hawk Ridge Golf Club, celebrating local business leadership and honoring former local Member of Parliament, MP, Doug Lewis with a Lifetime Achievement Award. Lewis, a former cabinet minister and longtime MP for the Orillia area, has been an active member of the ODCC since the early 1970s and served as its president in 1972. During his tenure, he played a key role in securing electrical outlets along Couchiching Beach Park's docks for visiting boaters. He also led the initiative that resulted in the chamber taking over management of the Orillia port, arguing that it would be better run by business professionals rather than city government. After his time with the ODCC, Lewis went on to serve in several senior federal government roles, including Minister of Justice, Minister of Transport, and Solicitor General of Canada, a role now equivalent to Minister of Public Safety. He was also a strong advocate for the Lake Simcoe Regional Airport and the Port of Orillia. In 1999, he spearheaded the Orillia Soldiers Memorial Hospital Capital Campaign, which raised funds for the hospital's $83 million redevelopment, completed in 2006. During his speech, Lewis reflected on his years of community involvement and encouraged others to take part in chamber initiatives. "Involve yourself as much as possible in chamber activities," he said. "My success has been through exercising people skills, and I learned my people skills through chamber events. I encourage you all to involve yourself as much as you can." The evening also marked a leadership transition for the local business organization, as outgoing President Scott Walker was recognized for his leadership, while incoming President Jan Holland was welcomed. Walker, an investment advisor and financial planner with BMO Nesbitt Burns, reflected on his time as president, emphasizing how much he learned about the chamber's impact. "Once you're in the job, you learn so much more," he said. "Just seeing the true power of the greater chamber network was really eye-opening to me. It got me excited for what we're doing here on the local level." Holland, the owner of Marina Del Rey, expressed enthusiasm about stepping into the role and the opportunities ahead. "I really believe in the greater good of the chamber network, the connections you make, and working with all these great people," he said. "I think being the president will be a great challenge for me, and I'm looking forward to it." Holland said he hopes to build on Walker's accomplishments and strengthen connections with surrounding townships. "There's a certain continuity in what we do and what we want to achieve," he explained. "I really want to latch on to what Scott did and carry on with working with the townships and surrounding chambers."